The Volume.
Catch and Fades is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during this football season. I love to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook because it's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and they have fast payouts as quick as 2 hours. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code FADES so they know that we sent you. 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, TN Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Catching Fades, Akeem Tlaib here, man. We got on a four-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, one of my favorite running backs of all time, Jamaal Charles. What's up, baby?
What's up, T, man? Happy for being on the show again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. See, last time, we ain't really hit on your stuff. We just kind of talked Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to get you back on. Get you back on and talk about you, you feel me?
Yeah.
For sure. Let's start at that freshman year, though. Let's start with that dope-ass freshman you had, man. You had 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns, man. Talk about that year, man. Then y'all knocked off the Goliaths, you know what I'm saying? Y'all knocked off them boys from Cali in that Rose Bowl, man. Talk about that season.
Oh, my freshman year, man, at University of Texas, man, I was going in, and really my thing was just I wanted to go to a school that was going to play me right away. Right. And I didn't know I was going to have an opportunity to play because I had Ramon Taylor and Seven Young. So Seven Young went down, and they didn't know what type of talent I had. They just know they had a guy because the year before they had Adrian Peterson come in. Right. And then when I came in, they didn't know what to expect. But when they saw me play, they was like, man, this dude is really good. He's fast. Keep giving him the ball.
Right. Hell so, yeah.
BY just kept, like, every time I go in the game, he said, Jay, run fast. And I'm handing the ball. So after that, I just took over. And, you know, since I went down, injuries happened. I just try to take over, man. Then every time I go in the game, I just try to make a difference.
Hell yeah. When guys come in and have a freshman year like that, they show, like, I'm in the Big 12. I could play in this caliber of football that quick, right? You start thinking, like, if it was possible, you might have went to the league after being one and done. Like, if we could do that like basketball, you think the NFL should let guys do that, be one and done?
I think certain people got that talent where they can be one and done. You know, certain, not everybody have that potential. You know, when you see certain people that can have that, exactly, like that one year effect, like, okay, he's going to be good at the next level as well. So I think at a period of time, because I say real talk, it's hard to let somebody to go from the league to the league. From the NFL, because we're playing against grown men.
Right. You definitely are.
You know, these men's hitting different. Like,
right. Hitting. This their job. You know what I'm saying? There's no games being played.
Injuries not injuries no more. Injuries is way the. Well, I remember one time I got hit in the NFL. I heard something between my foot. I'm like, what the hell is it? I ain't know what it was.
So I said, different.
I say it would be hard to let a guy from college to go to the NFL because I just think that it comes with a lot of maturity too.
Yeah, and you gotta let your body. You gotta let your body really develop. You gotta have that grown man body when you go in the league.
Yeah.
But some guys, you know what I'm saying? They can do it. Some guys, they can do it. So I say the same thing, though, man. 3 years might be kind of a lot, but, I mean, that's the max.
Two. I give it two. I think
they should make it 2 years. They should make it. You got to be in college 2 years, and then that third year, you could do something, man.
Years.
Talk about talk about having Vince as your QB, man. How impactful was he to that team? And what the vibe like on campus, man, when y'all had that thing rolling?
Man, having VY on the team, man, it was like I was one of the greatest players I ever played with, one of the most calm person I played with. No pressure. He really didn't let no pressure get to him. And we can be down 20 points. He's still joking around, playing around. Like, right. Bro, we losing right now, man. Why are right. you joking around? Like,
he's the most
goofiest player. He don't take no situation so serious. Like, you know, certain people take, if we lose, you got one of them raw players on the team. Man, y'all need to step it up and suck it up. V was never that type of person, man. Yeah. He was always coming around, put his finger in your ear and like, bro, come on, dog. Like, we got to play the drop.
Yeah.
He was so calm. The dude was a natural beast, man. Like, he can throw the ball, run the ball, like, the way he can stretch the field with his legs. It was amazing that playing with a guy like Vince, man, because he had so much people looking at him when he had the ball. So he took a lot of pressure on me when I had the ball.
Right, right. Both ways. So I remember we played against y'all one time. I don't know if you remember, but man, he was just so in control of the game. And God torched us like 60 something. I don't know. I had that left side under control. Lyman's gonna be doing shit like that. Yeah, nah, but for real, I left the game like, man, he just was so in control of the game. He only ran like 5 times, but he had like 80 yards. Like, he picked and chose when he wanted to run. He made great throws, man. I left that game with a lot more respect for Vince after we played him. Because we going into the game, I'm like, bro, he can't even throw like that. He can't.
Yeah, he
we
not,
played
yeah.
him. I left the game like, hey, VY the truth, man. He the truth.
Yeah.
Y'all had some dog-ass running backs come through Texas too, man. So, you know, Cedric Benson, Dante Foreman, Earl Campbell, Ricky Williams, yourself. Where you rank yourself among all them cold-ass Texas running backs?
Definitely, I would play respect to the legends before me, man. I mean, Earl and Rick, man, yeah. It's hard to kind of judge us in the skills way because my skills and their skills were said B. They was more powerful back. You know, I was more elusive in quickness. So, I mean, and power ranking and running people over, I'm last, man. Like,
nah, we ain't talking about running people over, though. We just talking about period. We talking about toting the rock, however you tote the rock. You say Earl, Ricky in front of you, then. So, you third when it comes to them Texas running back.
I feel like, man, I had to play with respect, man. I'm fourth, man. You know what I'm saying? I play respect where it's due, man. Rick, you know, Earl, and said B, man.
Then you put yourself fourth?
I had to. Yeah, I had to pay honest to the respect to my people in front of me that paved the way for me. That's on the respect.
I feel that. All right, so then you go third round to the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? You had another legendary running back in front of you, Larry Johnson. What you learned from Larry when you first got to the league? How good of a mentor he was for you?
I mean, Larry was more like, when hanging with Larry, it's more like party, man. It was, you know what I'm saying? we was more hanging out, clubbing and going out. Like, he wasn't really like mentoring me like underneath his wings. It was more like, hey, man, let's go to the club. That's kind of like, I got a lot of vibe off of L learning stuff like that. When I met Tommy Jones, you know, I knew he was a legend, but I mean, the way he approached the game, taking care of his body. We would stay long hours studying film, studying running through run tapes, running through blitz tapes. And that's when I had started taking my game to the next level. That's 100, you know what I'm saying? We did used to go to Larry Johnson's house and watch a film, but I mean, after the film, we used to go to the club.
so Thomas Jones was kind of that mentor who kind of he was, because all of us got a guy in the league who kind of showed us the ropes, who kind of showed us like, this ain't college no more.
Yeah,
Thomas Jones was that guy for you.
Yeah, Thomas Jones was definitely that guy for me, man. He brought me in his own house. He took me place, man. He was just like a big brother, man. He basically paid homage to me, wanted me to be successful. And I saw that, and I'm like, dang, man. He don't, like, you know, I can be the next man up taking his job. But this guy over here really playing respect for me, just showing me the ropes of how I'm supposed to be a professional running back.
That's what's up, because Rondé Barber was my Thomas Jones, you know what I'm saying? He snatched me under his wing, showed me the ropes, made sure I did my rookie due diligence and all that, man. So anytime somebody asks me, I always say Rondé. So when you think the game started to, yeah. to really, when you think the game started to slow down for you and you was like, man, I'm going to beat Jamal Charles in this league. Because, I mean, see, you had 5,000 yard seasons in a row and not too long after you got in. I think you had 1,000 your second year. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
When did it start to slow down for you?
It was after that second game when I got benched, you know what I'm saying? Like, bench were put me in the audience. They put me in a box. They put me in a box, man. It was the Raiders game, and I feel like I could have helped them. But, you know what I'm saying, when the coach would feel like I wasn't the player that they that I was brought in to be that player for the program, for the organization, and they just put me in a box, and I'm like, dang, man. And my heart would just hurt, man, because it would just hurt because I wasn't on the field playing with the people that I came in with. I'm hurting. I'm in the stands. I can't do nothing.
Right.
And I'm like, man, this can be my last. You know what I'm saying? This can be – this. I love playing football, and I don't want to stop playing football. This can be my last chance even touching the field again.
Right.
So the next week, I just came in. You know what, man? I went hard, man. They put me on scout team. I'm destroying the defense. I'm killing the defense on the scout team. Y'all want to bench me? You know, that's my mindset. Y'all want to bench me? So I'm about to everybody hot. So I'm running everybody hot. And I'm like, dang, man. Dang. So they seeing me, like, killing right now. And that's when, like, the next week, kind of LJ got in their trouble. And that's when I'm like, you know what? I'm about to take the game to the next level, man. And that's when it really – when the game was about to be taken from me, that's when it really opened and sold my eyes and it started slowing down for me.
Yeah, that's what's up. Sometimes it take that, you know what I'm saying, for the game to almost be gone or for them to put you on the bench or for people to lose that trust in you, you know what I'm saying? It breaks some people, shit. That shit cranks some people up, man.
The NFL playoffs are almost here, and to help you stay on top of the action, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a $10 bonus when you place $20 on a same-game parlay bet. Bet on a single game or spread your bets across multiple matchups. It's up to you. As long as you bet $20 in same-game parlays during the same week of NFL action, you're getting a $10 bonus. This week, Pittsburgh is traveling to Minnesota on Thursday night to take on the Vikings. There are so many different bets that you can make in that game. You could take the over, the under, first quarter total points, halftime total points. You could take the Steelers or the Vikings. There are so many different ways that you could go. And you know what's great about FanDuel Sportsbook? They have fast payouts. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. And of course, it's America's number one sports book. This same game parlay bonus is live during weeks 13, 14, and 15. So lock in some winners today and enjoy a $10 bonus on FanDuel. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up using promo code FADES and get 30-1 odds on either team to win in the Browns and Ravens rematch. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code FADES exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Or text next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, TN Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
So you was in the league. You had a nice little run in the league, man. You played for some great coaches: Herm Edwards, Ty Haley, Andy Reid. Who's your favorite coach, man, and why you say that?
I definitely would have to say Coach Andy Reid, man. He was just why I say that, because the way he approach his players and the way he gives his players opportunity to make plays, and the way he detail his playbook as well. Yeah. I never had nobody detail a playbook like that. Coach Andy Reid, man, and he's a great person, man. He used to come get me out the running back room. Hey, Jay, I got these offensive plays for you. We got five plays. Which one you like? Like, right. I'm like, dang. He said, I grew this one up for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you going out the most, this and that. So he kind of, like, showed me, you know what I'm saying, like, he wanted to take my game to the next level. And I was like, man, nobody really ever – another coach really never saw that potential I had in me catching the ball out the backfield like that.
That's what's up. You caught the back end, Andy, little run in KC. I'm with you. Come back on real quick. You caught the back end of Andy Reid run in KC, so you kind of caught the little transition. But when he came in and him being the person he was, did you feel like he was going to have a run like he having right now?
Oh, yeah. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, what all he needed was some more pieces on our offense, our quarterback. I knew Kelsey was going to be a dog. I was there when Tyreek was a special kid too. I just feel like Coach Reid just needed like a defense. We really didn't have that defense. We all had we had a good offense. We just never had that defense where we could stay continue consistent on defense. We can win games with defense, but normally our defense is giving up like 50 or 40, 30 points a game. I'm like, man, we had to score a lot. It was hard to compete like that.
Yeah, it's always going to be hard to compete like that. But Andy definitely got that thing rolling right now, man. And then, go ahead.
Cause when they changed the defensive coordinator, that's when they start all the success. They went to the Super Bowl and won.
they started getting that ball and turnovers, bro. I'm telling you, they still give up yards and stuff, but they get out in that red zone and they take the ball away, man. That's why the Chiefs can win games. If you get Mahomes them extra possessions, he gonna make you pay for it. So he gonna make you pay for it.
I mean, I think also was there was this the quarterback. You know, Alec was good. He knew how to manage the game, but you know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to take a risk, though, like that. He was going to check down the ball or, you know what I'm saying, I run that thing.
Right. It's going to be more of a low-scoring grind kind of game. Trust me, I know all about it. Look, that's who I was going against in KC. Big Alex Smith. He was good, though. He used to win games now. Alex used to win you some games now.
Yeah. So, Alex gonna win you some game. If it wasn't me breaking out long runs, doing my thing, we gonna do all right. He gonna drop that thing down to me, try to make a screen play, or he gonna drop it down somebody else and get another 20 yard. We used to make them go off the field making chuck changes. If it wasn't a long run or a long pass, because we wasn't really throwing the ball that long.
Right. So let's get to nowadays backs, man. Who you like? Who your five backs you like in the league right now? Hold on, hold on. Start over, you froze again.
I like Derrick Henry. Dang.
All right, here you go. Let's go.
I said I like Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry, Cook. Also like Swift from the Detroit. And also my fifth back is I had to go with I don't know his name, but he out of Baltimore, young cat, number 27.
He's just was on NFL Network today. What's his name?
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins. There you go.
See, that's a different five. See, usually you hear the big names, you know what I'm saying? Your five, you got Swift in there. I like Swift. I called it Lions game. I seen Swift in person. Hey, he got busy the game I called too. I'm talking about he gonna have a nice year this year. They got a good ass O-line in Detroit. Yeah. They're gonna lean on Swift too. So he gonna make a name for himself this year.
So
for
what
real.
You think? What
and
you think
J.K.
about
Dobbins.
My top five? What you think like about it. My top five running back? They
I
different.
Like your top five. It's different. But it makes sense though. You got two young goons in there in your top five. So you know what I'm saying? If people might look at it like this, they might frown upon it now, but wait till after the season. They're gonna be like, okay, they're gonna see it.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have Chubb in mind though. I gotta put Chubb in my top five. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I like McCaffrey. I like Chubb.
I got them two young boys out. I add in Chubb and McCaffrey, and then the other three the same. Yeah. You feel me? But I like it though.
Chubb though, yeah. I like Chubb too.
Yeah, Chubb a beast though.
I like
bro.
Chubb too, but
He going crazy.
Yeah, Chubb. I like Chubb with I like Chubb and Alvin Kamara and let me do that. Derrick Henry and Swift. So I got get his name messed up.
And
Dollar.
Yeah, I like so it. You know what I'm saying? It made sense.
And Cook.
It made sense.
It's hard, man.
It's only five spots though. You know what
it's only five
it's
spots.
It's hard to squeeze all them backs in the five spots.
I don't be trying to disrespect no bats, man. I know everybody got a different bring some different to the game, man,
know it's all love, man. They know it's all love, baby. We done already put our time in, baby. We could talk about
it's hard.
We done already put our time in. We could talk about it, man. They know what time it is. But all right, so we see you still be linking with them Texas guys. Y'all be on the 2K and on the Madden and all that, right? Anybody you ain't played yet on the game? Who you trying to look at?
You talking about like you playing? Yeah, we got the 2K.
I don't want no smoke.
We got the Madden League, man.
Y'all got a little league,
man.
All the Texas guys.
Yeah, we got the Texas guys. We got some league guys, man. Anybody want to get in? You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up on Instagram or on Five Star.
So you're gonna go pro in the esports next?
I mean, if it's a possibility, I'm not trying to go pro. I'm trying to own me a team.
Oh yeah. That's going pro. You a professional esports owner now. It was somebody on the. It was somebody on the Rams. Damn, I can't remember who it was, but he already had a pro team.
They got Call of Duty teams.
Yeah, he had all that. That's what's up.
Yeah, he got.
I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit you.
He got Fortnite, Apex.
Oh, you know. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
You talking about you talking about
It's a lineman, right?
No, I know you're talking about the lineman play for the Rams. I know you're talking about
he might be on the Titans. I can't remember who it was.
He got a Call of Duty team or Apex team.
Yeah. You got to put me on that, man. I need to know more about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You'll like it, man. Yeah, you'll like it, man. It's just more, it's just something just to chill, man. Really relax, man. I used to use it for free time.
Yeah. That's what's up. Well, I ain't gonna hold you, baby. Go and finish that rehab, man. Go and do your thing, man. I appreciate you coming
appreciate
on, my
that,
boy.
Man. Stay up on the podcast, man. Good luck.
You already know. Appreciate it, brother.